Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Now, you attended the COPA committee meeting on March 23rd, and we have a WhatsApp here where you say, "Liar, liar, pants on fire, willy too big for detelephone wire." Now, is that true? What's his...
Not today, thank you.
Incendiary, isn't it? Inflammatory. Enough about the box of shorts I bought down the market. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It's still going. Incredible. Today we've got some movie trailers for you that have been specially scored by a listener. What? I don't know. Fast eating and a little bit more IKEA business. And also a funny story I saw about Silvio Berlusconi. So, hello, welcome back. It's lovely to be here. I'm going to jump straight in with another email from Hannah, who says, "Hello again, Jake, and to the old friends who featured in your last pod. I know, it's so nice to hear from everybody. Describing yourself as living at home with no money and no prospects makes you sound like a Bronte heroine." Brontosaurus. And talking of classic novels, it is a truth universally acknowledged that buying anything at IKEA requires three visits. The first to buy the items, second to get the vital bits you didn't get the first time, and the third to return the bits you bought the first time that you don't actually need. Although I can't claim the synchronicity that occurred listening to your first pod when I was actually driving past Gloucester Services, listening to your tale involving the vegan Chelsea bum purchased there. A week before, I heard your IKEA sketch. My husband and I were on visit two to get connectors for our kitchen cabinet under lighting. Oh, what? I would love to have the detritus on my floor lit up like that. That we hadn't been told we needed when buying the lights on visit one. Of course not. I'm planning a third visit this week to return the extra lights. Maybe I'll wait and listen to your pod as I drive there. The trip to Bristol IKEA also involves driving past the Gloucester Services. Take care, Hannah. Well, we may hook up again. I'm going and fetching Auntie Bad Bum next week. So who knows? Perhaps I'll see you then. But let's move on. Pat, long time friend of the pod, brilliant guitarist. I kind of want to do more with that with you, Pat. Says, "Hey Jake, I'm sending these tiny bits." Hang on a minute. He said, "Just for you to hear." Pat, you can't. I'm just gonna look. If you're listening to this, it means I checked with Pat. Okay. He says, "A while ago, just for my own amusement and to keep at least one foot in music, I decided to make film music for films that don't exist. I have to report that life is kind of in the way and haven't had much of a chance to work on them yet, but here's a couple of intros I made. One, see, now that was as far as I got, right? And then I thought, I'm just going to listen to these pieces of music and see if I can write the film to suit the music. So I didn't bother listening to the rest of what he said. One he said was for a Bond theme, and the other one was for a sci-fi film. I didn't bother reading that. I just cracked on. So here are some film trailers. Pat, thanks for these. They were a lot of fun to write for. So here's Pat's music, my movie.
Gee, Mom and Dad, this sure is a swell spot in the middle of the forest for a picnic.
Yep, right by the Native American burial grounds.
And the witch's coven they burned to the ground in 1695.
What's this place called, Mom?
Axe Murderer's Grove.
Can I have another sandwich?
No, Bobby, why don't you go run along and play with the dog by the bush with a sinister human shadow behind it?
Okay, Mom!
There's a good boy.
You know, I think this is going to be the best summer ever.
Bloodthirsty Picnic, rated R.
Stupendous. Good job, Pat. Great job. Good dog. Don't mean to say it quite like that. So can you hurry up with your eating? Can you eat a bit more quickly, please? You should be eating more quickly. Come on, hurry up. Eat your food. It's something you never hear, or I never hear. What I constantly hear is, just eat more slowly. Do you know what? Try it. Whatever your eating speed, you try it. Try and modify your eating speed. Perhaps you're one of these perfect people that does 150 chews of every mouthful. I'm not. I wolf it down, all right?
And I make no apology for it. Enjoy the food. You won't enjoy the food. I do enjoy the food. Do you know what I like? I like the feeling of a big mass of barely masticated food swelling my throat, actually distending my trachea as it moves down towards my stomach. That is a lovely feeling that you won't know. Slowly, we continue the saliva starts to digest. I don't care. All right? It's like saying, try to breathe more slowly. Try to make the blood move through your system more. Try to blink less. It's impossible. It's an automatic thing. It's one of the things that you just do. Don't tell me to eat more slowly, all right? Don't do it, all right? It's rude. There. Just needed to say that. Don't know who needed to hear it, but I needed to say it. You can pull that out now whenever you need it. James has been in touch. I haven't heard this. He says, hello, Mr. Yap. Jamesy here, out of what was just down the road, but is now a lot further away. In theory, I don't really know where you are right at this moment. I don't know where I am. I hope you've received myriad emails from appreciating fans, of which this is one from one. Yes, well, I've had, you know, three, possibly four. First of all, a very happy birthday for quite some few days ago. Yes, it was a couple of weeks ago now. Please find attached a deeply flawed birthday singing thing. Oh, wow, what? I'm delighted that you're still creating your fabulous musical pieces, and I really hope it's appreciated by everyone, and you're offered many other commissions. Thank you. I'm trying to get my music mojo back, all of my mojos back. I appreciate you taking the time to podcast. It's just self-indulgence, James. That's very sweet of you. I do hope Auntie Bad Bum is in a stable and okay situation. She is, yes, she's doing very well. Going back home next week. It's a tribute to your kindness to be able to drive her in your Mazda Ali Bongo. Bet there aren't that many on the road these days. Was this a particular car that delighted you? I mean, I can go into it. The answer is yes. It's from Kyoto. I mean, literally my specific car. I got it imported by a guy in Worcestershire who he's very big on bongos. He's got all the bongos. But what he also has is a very strange nervous habit, I assume. He was... look, I'm gonna preface this by saying, look, people have their little weird habits, don't they? And I shouldn't judge them. But if they also turn out to be a complete arse, then maybe I'm allowed to, you know what I mean? Then does that buy me license to go, and he did this? See, I didn't like him at all. He was very, very rude. And I ended up losing £400. It's a long story. But he, you know, one of those, all right, okay, look, set piece time, okay? You're driving down the road, right? Okay, set piece. You know those people who you sort of say something and they're like, oh, yeah, I know what to say to this. I've got a set piece response. Right, you're going to have to take it now. Another 2 minutes of just listening. Okay, right. He was that. But he would wear that. He had this not very nice company anorak, like little sort of wind cheater and company shirt done in grey. And, but his wind cheater was undone. And he kept filling out paperwork to buy this bongo, right? And I noticed he kept licking the side of his thumb. Like the tip, just on the side. And then he'd slip his hand inside his wind cheater and just rub it on his nipple. And then do it again. I'm like, I'm trying to fill out the... I'm like, what are you doing? What's that? I'm leaving. In a bongo, please. So anyway... James says, I'm a bit of a car enthusiast, although I drive a Prius Estate because that's what Beth wanted. I'd like an electric car. Yeah, well, we've all had a go at that. Doesn't work, mate. Move on. Oh, I've got a story about that. I'll tell you about it in a bit. He says, I think we're now in the era of elderly relatives. I know. Has everyone kind of clicked over with that? My dad has sadly developed Alzheimer's and is being looked after by his wife. And my mother was already old and a bit bonkers when I was a child, so no change there, really. I'm sorry to hear that. It's a ride. Also, thank you for the link to the radio show you did with Bebe Lynch. Yes, she's doing one tonight, the 2nd of November. I should have a listen on my tedious commute to Hatfield tomorrow. I feel like you're nearer now. As for my summer, I don't think I really did anything or went anywhere of note. We're mainly settling into life in Suffolk. Oh, Suffolk. Oh, super. Although my daughter has moved back to Luton. Okay, you are further away. She's happy being there since it's handy for London. That's all it's got going for it. Sorry. I'm hoping to get myself more involved in some more community stuff. Not yet sure what to do. I'd like to make use of my technical skills and experience mucking about with audio. But I'm still looking for opportunities. James, there am none. I shall close here since this is far from interesting and exciting, but it was a very pleasant surprise to hear your voice, and I hope to do so again soon. All the best to you and yours. Must catch up with Cousin Davy's doings too. Well, Davy, I mean, he's embarked on, I mean, it's a huge project. I think he's trying to create his own deck of cards. I feel like that's the payoff. Or maybe it's like six decks of cards. I don't really know. But yeah, he's gone big. Anyway, so James has attached this birthday song. Should we have a listen? I haven't heard this either, so who knows?
Happy belated birthday to you. Happy belated birthday to you. Aww. Happy belated and auspicious birthday, Mr. Yap. Happy belated birthday to you. And because this song is being sung today, your birthday has officially extended from your birthday to this date, because that's how it works. Hope you're keeping well. And many more.
Beautiful finish. Thank you. That's extremely kind of you. I love that. That's brilliant. Hey, I saw that some people are saying that it's all over for hydrogen. I don't know if I'm a big fan of hydrogen. I feel like it's the future. Come on, it's a gas. When you burn it, you make water vapor. You just make a cloud. And then you can use like solar power or wind power to make it out of water. You split the hydrogen away from the oxygen. Oxygen's the byproduct. It's a perfect circle of thing. And you can store it. You know, renewables are very unreliable. How do we know the wind's going to blow when we need it? Shut up. Just make hydrogen. Anyway, some people have sort of said, no, hydrogen's not going to work. It's not economically viable. Not economically viable. Anyway, some people at Rice University, where's that? Come off it. Have invented a thing called flash joule heating. And it can convert plastic waste into hydrogen and valuable graphene, it says. If sold at just 5% of its market value, the graphene produced could make the hydrogen essentially free, provided the process is powered by renewable energies. Come on. Come on. It's got to be hydrogen, hasn't it? All the way. Right, let's have Pat's next movie trailer.
Attention out there!
Good to have you back on board one last time for a completely routine patrol before you retire after years of service, having seen action that no man should ever have seen, sir.
Looks like we're about to embark on a completely routine patrol just outside the territorial waters of a fictitious republic made up of brown people of Balkan types. In any case, they're foreign and not to be trusted.
Yep, it's a good day.
Listen, you be careful out there, okay? You come back to me because of our unborn baby and similar quick and easy character points to coerce everybody watching to care.
You're gonna be a great mom.
You're gonna be a great dad.
And he's gonna be a boy.
I love how much both you and this movie dismiss women.
I'll definitely see you in 6 weeks.
The voiceover kicks in over aerial shots of men exercising on the deck of a big ship that will definitely blow up a bit later, but still get some of the boys home.
I'm on TV in the token pregnant woman's kitchen, pretending to be a reporter, not very well, as a quick and easy bit of plot exposition. That's right, Dan, tensions appear to be escalating in the fictitious Republic of whatever it was.
More voiceover over mute shots of men running away from burning things and the token lady looking worried.
The old man was right about everything!
Tom, old one. And Jackson, young one.
They saw it coming!
Men of glory, of courage, of badges of honor, of duty, of medals, of America, of forever. In cinemas November 9.
We'll cuddle by the fireside. We'll spoon beneath the moon. We'll f*** all over the hearthrug and clear it up tomorrow afternoon. Hello again, and welcome to A Road Well Travelled. You know, that song was written for me by Robbie Williams, shortly before his career was consigned to that great scrap heap of British pop, Germany. I don't know if you've heard the recent tragic news about dear Robbie. He's still alive. Still, good friendships are part of what makes life the wonderful thing it is. Particularly when those friends get drunk and not one out over each other's backsides. But I was talking about Robbie Williams. You know, I once opened for him in Dusseldorf. It was backstage, right before he went on. He loved him, said he could see everything. Later on, he invited me upstairs for 40 winks. I had entirely the wrong end of the stick there, but I gave it a go. I managed to do about 26 winks before the muscles gave up altogether. Dear Robbie, we'll share some more memories next time we stroll down a road well traveled. I'll fetch your pipe and slippers. I'll warm a pot of tea. You can read me poems and watch me while I pee. Bye-bye.
Yeah. That's from 2007. A bit of Dora Dale for you from the archive. Was it worth it? Not sure. We were all much younger then, weren't we? And things like that seemed much funnier. As always, welcome your feedback. You know, any constructive criticism, or honestly, just bold criticism. Just to feel like I've connected on any level, even if it's just hostility. I'm going to leave you with this story, which I just love. It's a week or two old now, but have you heard about Silvio Berlusconi's art collection? He's spent 20 million euros on this curated art collection. The thing is, it's utterly worthless and nobody knows what to do with it. There's tons of it and it costs 800,000 euros a year to maintain. Mainly nudes, but he bought 25,000 of these paintings in the last years of his life, mainly from late night shopping channels like QVC or whatever. This a beautiful piece of art. So nobody knows what to do with it. Lucas Fiannini, who became the billionaire's chief curator, said, it was in 2018 when the telephone operator told me Berlusconi had called. They still have telephone operators in Italy? What? Vianini was later invited to Villa San Martino, and he says, the first thing I saw was Dudu. And then Berlusconi appeared. Dudu apparently is Berlusconi's dog. So you're kind of bound to see Dudu everywhere. So it sounds awful. Nobody knows what to do with them. Maybe we should buy, one? Let's buy a Berlusconi purchase. It's got to be some value to that, hasn't there? Anyway, that and the Bunga Bunga parties, a life well lived. Obviously he didn't know much about art, but he did know what he liked. Right. I will see you soon. If you want to get in touch, it's jakeyapmusic@gmail.com. It's always delightful to hear from you. And I will leave you with this piece of music, which is, it's like a fade alarm. The idea is that it starts very quietly and just very slowly over a couple of minutes sort of starts to, fade in. Molly Elwood wanted this, because, and it was her voice that you heard earlier on the sketch. Thanks, Molly. I don't know, it was a feature on like iPhones or something, and then it wasn't anymore. So I mean, if you would like this piece of music as a fade, you know, let me know. We keep thinking about doing a website and I could do a few pieces or something. I don't know. We have a lot of ideas. It's, you know, you can't make all of them work. I'm rambling now. Let me know if you want it. It's jakeyapmusic@gmail.com. All right, bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.